Hey there, lovely people.
Did you just assume my gender?
I want to apologise for not having a video up the last week or so. I've had the flu and it's been awful.
Don't apologise for being ill, love. You should, of course, apologise for suggesting that female flu comes anywhere near the pain and suffering that man flu causes.
And I also apologise if my voice cracks at all during the video because, yeah, I've still got an awful cough and it sucks.
Well, you should consider buying some lozenges or maybe drinking some honey tea, my dear. You will feel better after a few of those.
So, with that out of the way, let's start this.
Whoa. You do not start my videos for me. I start them. So, without further ado, let's get into this.
Commenter on my street harassment video said that women should take precautions to avoid getting harassed. Now, firstly, this is a prime example of victim blaming. I mean, you're telling people to do certain things to avoid getting attacked.
Well, in my mind, it makes perfect sense. We do not live in a perfect world, even in Western civilization. I take precautions every time I go out to ensure nobody even thinks to try and me. Growing up in Greater West London, I would often puff my chest out, widen my arms, try to look angry as fuck everywhere I went, and sometimes I would arm myself with a blade of some sort. I also wouldn't flaunt anything valuable on my person either. If you live in a rough area or think that it could happen, then you should prepare yourself accordingly.
As if being attacked is some natural occurrence and is bound to happen unless you do something about it.
Well, in a lot of areas in the UK and US, getting attacked is a natural occurrence. I've had people try to fight me on the street just because they were drunk and felt like it. People have tried to rob me of my belongings before as well. It's just something that happens, especially in poorer areas like where I'm from.
Which it isn't. It's scumbags attacking people. So telling women to take precautions is almost the same as asking a rape victim what they were wearing or if they were drunk. It doesn't matter.
Well, I am fairly certain that the police don't ask rape victims what they were wearing at the time of the incident. And if they do, it's probably because they need samples for the investigation. As for taking precautions, it kind of makes sense to do things like watching your drink at a bar, keeping your personal belongings close and tucked away. If you happen into an infamous bar that's known for negative incidents, then perhaps leave.
You shouldn't have to take precautions to avoid getting attacked.
Unfortunately, this is the real world, my dear. There are nasty people out there that will pick a potential victim out if they notice chinks in their armour. Taking precautions helps deter that.
However, this isn't the only reason that comment bothered me. Women already take so many precautions to avoid getting harassed. So telling them to take precautions is a null comment. We shouldn't have to, but it's kind of necessary now.
Well, even if most women did take precautions, I think this person's message telling women to look after themselves is mainly aimed at naive women. Not that this sort of thing doesn't happen to men, of course. I mean, men are a lot more likely to be attacked on the street than you are.
So, what do we do? I don't hear you ask because you're the other side of the internet. We go to places in groups, like going to a public bathroom or walking down the street, going shopping. We carry pepper spray and rape whistles with us.
Most women don't do any of that. Using examples like going shopping or walking down the street are a bit silly, don't you think, in this particular case? Most of these negative things tend to happen at night whilst out on the town getting drunk. I'm not saying that what you deem as harassment doesn't happen during the day, carrying out mundane tasks like shopping, but it is very unlikely. You know, you're making it sound as if the streets of the UK is some sort of wild Mad Max style wasteland where anything goes.
And in some places, pepper spray is illegal. I have some friends who carry mini deodorants in their bag to act as pepper spray. We have safety calls on dates, whether it's going to the bathroom and calling up your friend to say, please call me, I need an out. Or it could be a prearranged call with a code word.
Might I suggest then that you don't date random strangers that you met off the internet? It might help to meet people in real life to get to know them first. I mean, if you are really that paranoid and think all men are out to get you, then go find a male feminist. They won't even try to kiss you, let alone fuck you.
Me and my mum do this all the time when one of us has gone out on a date.
You and your mum sound like you have a lot of dates. They must have all been arseholes if neither of you have settled down yet.
We pretend to have a boyfriend when someone won't leave us alone. Because for some reason, the only way that some guys can get it into their heads that you don't want to be talked to is because you belong to another guy.
Well, some chaps are persistent and you will come across these people from time to time. I myself have had gay guys try it on with me, relentlessly, even though they knew I was straight. Telling them to fuck off usually works, or if you really don't want to be rude, you could tell a doorman that that guy won't leave you alone. It's really a non-issue at this point.
Like, not being interested isn't enough. Being a lesbian isn't enough.
God, you really do think a lot of yourself, don't you? You know, you could just have a conversation with these people and make out that you're a complete nut job to scare them off. I mean, yeah, it requires a bit of effort, but it could be quite fun as well.
Being out with your friends and not looking for anyone isn't enough. You have to go as far as to say, I have a boyfriend, leave me alone, I belong to someone else.
I'm fairly sure you don't need to add, I belong to someone else. You could just say, I belong to God, or tell the guy that you're a feminist. That would be enough in my case anyway.
Just, if someone isn't interested, leave them the hell alone.
As I said before, we don't live in a perfect world. Some guys will persist, especially if they're drunk. Just tell them you're a feminist or enjoy sticking biscuits in your anal cavity.
And the last precaution I'm going to talk about today is walking home with your keys between your knuckles.
Hey, I do that. I mean, I only have two keys, so I place the biggest one between my middle fingers. Good idea, lady.
But even with all these precautions and more, women still get harassed, attacked, and raped on a regular basis.
Yeah, unfortunately, these things do happen. However, taking precautions will reduce the likelihood of these incidents from occurring. A visual deterrent works best, in my opinion. Generally, looking a bit crazy or angry as fuck, visibly placing your keys between your fingers, walking aggressively and quickly, puffing your chest and arms out. If you live in a country where guns are legal and you have open carry legalized, then you can use that as well.
If you're someone who says that women wouldn't get harassed if they took these precautions and more, then you're a crappy person.
I have never heard anyone say that. And if they did, I want to know so I can call them out on their bullshit. However, I'm calling you out because A, you are suggesting that the world is worse than it is. B, you haven't even spoken how men are a lot more likely to experience violence than women are. And C, you are moaning that women have to take precautions when we all have to. Look, I agree. It would be amazing if I knew for a fact that I could go about my business without a single chance of someone saying some shit to me, attacking or trying to rob me. It really would. But I avoid groups of young people because there is a chance they could try to rob me or whatever else. When I go out drinking, I steer clear of groups of lads with shaved heads because there's a strong chance they're out just for a fight. When I go out at night, I prepare and act accordingly. If I get attacked, then shit. I'll just try to fight them off, but numbers overwhelm or they could be stronger and faster. I'll take a beating, get robbed, and report it to the police. That's just the way things are, and that's all you can do.
Because not only does it negate all the ways that we already take precautions, it also implies that women who don't take these precautions deserve to get raped or harassed, or they should expect it to happen.
Shut your f***ing mouth!
No problem,
Charles. Shut the f*** up, you c***! Shut it!
It really doesn't. No one would blame you for getting attacked unless you knowingly did something to antagonise another person or persons, or wandered into an area that you knew was infamous for high crime rates. And even then, no one would really blame you, and if they did, then they're arseholes, and you don't need them in your life.
I'm going to leave some more tips on how to be cautious in the description, because some women don't know all these things, and yeah, I want to help them in case the need ever arises.
Well, you gave like 2 tips this entire video. I have done a better job dishing out precaution ideas, and statistically speaking, I am more likely to attack another man on the street than a woman.
Yeah, I hope you took something away from this video, whether it be a new tip or a different way of thinking about being harassed.
The only thing someone might have taken from your video is that according to you, the world is an awful place because of men, and they should stay at home and never leave. Look, you can't live your life like that. Even if you do live in a high crime area, take my tips, be aware of your surroundings, and try to go about your business. Any other tips that you think I could have added, then please let me know in the comments section or via Twitter or Minds. If you like this video, then make sure you hit that thumbs up button. And if you want more, then please hit the subscribe button. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.